But he designed this earth for man to live and never, other word, to be just like him. But because Adam made a decision to do something that God told him not to do, this is why all this chaos is here. This earth is out of order. It's infested with evil. It's not only affected mankind, but the earth itself been affected. It groans, travail. That's why you see earthquakes. That's why you see all these different things. This is why you see animals doing what they're doing. Because it's out of order. Never intended. God didn't design it that way. So he had to come back and bring a man into the earth. Are you with me? Because he didn't mess the earth up. He didn't foul it up. It was Adam foul it up. And so he had, so he, that is the reason why Jesus became a man, because it took a man to put it back with the anointing of God on his life. And he did it. Now he said, this is who I am, and I want you to, I want you to come join me, be born and created. I can create you again in the newness and make you like me. I think, Lord, help me say this right. So you can be like me, and now you got a spirit like me. And I want your spirit to be filled with my thoughts, my ways, my mind. I want you to see things on this earth the way I see them. And I want you to carry them out and act them out by my spirit, in your spirit, because I'm empowering you by the Holy Spirit. And if you feed on the word to grow and develop your spirit, you will become, you are a powerful force that no demons and evil spirits and hosts of darkness can control you or stop you. But if you don't renew your mind, that's going to be your enemy that will hinder you. So get your mind renewed so you can think like me. So I may come back to that one, but let me get this other part. He said, here, verse 36, I'm going to read it again, then I want to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Excuse me. For who has known, look what he says, for from him and what? Through him and to him are all things. For all things originate with him and come from him. All things live, what? Through him. And all things center in and tends to what? Consummate and to end in him. How many things? So if all things had, God has the creating, bringing forth all things that's good, that's profitable and beneficial, and going to propel and get things done and call God goodness to flow, you can see why he brought us back. Because see, Satan plan was to destroy, to upset, and he got himself put in a place he'll never get out because God is going to jail him. Oh yeah. So let's go to First Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14, because this is all the time I have when I do this one. And like I said, I have to come back to this one. 1 Corinthians First Corinthians. You see why? He described himself and said who he is and what. Nobody can search me out, but we've been joined to him. But the natural man, you see it? But the who? The natural man, non-spiritual man, does not accept or what? Welcome or admit in his heart the what? The gifts and teaching and revelation of the Spirit. You see why he said you must believe? Because the natural, non-spiritual man does not accept. He's still trying to figure out in his head, I'm going to do it my way. So he'll never know these things that you know. And God wants you to know tonight. Let me just make a statement here. God wants you to know. Sell this tonight if you haven't sold it. If you're still pondering over it, he wants you to know that you're saved and can't nothing unsave you. He wants you to know you're healed and can't nothing make you sick. Nothing. But see, the reason why we get sick, because we don't know this. We listen to people and other teaching, God don't heal everybody, healing been done away with. Come on. How God going to set something in motion then change it? Once God set a truth in motion, that's what it is. And can't nothing change it. God wants you to know you're rich and can't nothing unchanged. Can't nothing that'll never be changed. You're rich. It would be sad if all of you and all of us live here all our life on the earth and live like somebody in the ghettos or homeless. And you've been rich. You get to heaven and say, God, I had a hard time coming up through the years. He said, I fixed it so you could live good and live like a king. What are you talking about, son, daughter?